Okay, up next will be UCLA coach Ben Howland. We will dial out to him in just a minute and have him online as soon as we can. UCLA coach Ben Howland and the Bruins are home hosting Arizona State tomorrow night and then Arizona on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Good morning, Ben. I'm putting together something about a new Pauley Pavilion because it's new to the Arizona folks who are going out there this week. I was curious, outside of the obvious tangible benefits, what's been the best part about having a brand new arena to play in this year?
Oh, it's been great for our players, number one. I mean, the floor is brand new, so it's really, the most technologically advanced floor that's out there. It has a lot of give, a lot of spring. The locker rooms are fantastic. And just, having a weight room and a film room in there right next to the locker room, it's just got all the things that you want to make it as convenient and as good possibility for your team. And for the fans, I mean, everything being brand new, the modern day scoreboard and the brand new, everything is brand new seating. And then what I really like about it, it captures the history and tradition of UCLA basketball. As you walk around, the concourse, it's really, really, they did a very nice job capturing everything.
Was there anything, even a really small thing that you wanted or that was your idea or anything that you suggested when they were drawing this whole thing up?
Not really. My whole thing was, number one thing was the floor. The old Pauley floor was, put in the 60s, and so it wasn't really a forgiving floor. And if you ask former players, they would tell you that. It was hard. So this new floor was always my biggest deal.
And you mentioned the fans. Do you have an explanation or a theory as to why maybe the new building hasn't made as big of a splash in terms of attendance? It seems like
I still think we're in LA. We're on a new conference television program. We're playing 6 o'clock games in LA. It's not like anywhere else in the conference where you're trying to get somewhere here in LA at that hour of the day. There's difficulty, and we're in a pro town, and you're trying to come from Orange County or from the Valley to get to a game, certain hours. Like, our game on Wednesday is at 8:30, and so I think that that's something that our fans have to get used to and adjust to.
Your next question comes from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Hey, Ben, Arizona State got the ball inside a little bit against you the last time. Are there any countermeasures that you need to try this time?
You're being very nice, just a little bit. I mean, they dominated us inside. I mean, Bajinski was, phenomenal in our game, and, he was the main guy scoring inside, but their whole team played great, and, we obviously have our hands full, and especially with the big kid. I mean, he's really a good player. And I'm looking, at his stats. I mean, he's had a couple, 9-block games. He had one game where he had 12 blocks in a game. I mean, he's really a good player. And, so he's a problem for us. And he does a good job sealing that. He do a good job getting him the ball. But they're doing a good job, period. I mean, Herb's done a terrific job with his staff this year with their team. Felix and Carson, Gordon, are all excellent players. And then I really like Gilling. I think he's really a tough, hard-nosed kid and shoots it so well. And then Bajinski and Petiv inside give you a really good, 1-2 punch that, keep coming.
So maybe there's nothing tactical you need to do differently, just play a little better, play a little harder?
Yeah, we've got to make a few adjustments, but, those are things that hopefully we can do.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Ben, our paper named Zach LaVine the Area Player of the Year up here. I just wondered, what, in your mind, what kind of a player will you be getting next year?
I think Zach's tremendous. You know, I look at his athleticism and just how explosive and quick and athletic and long he is. He shoots it really well. His upside is really high, and he comes from a great background, a wonderful family, his dad, is a former football player. And, has, I think, impressed upon his son the toughness, and he's going to be a tremendous player.
And any general prognosis on Travis Ware's condition?
I haven't seen him or talked to the trainer today, but, we're just hoping that he's going to heal quickly.
Any hopes for having him this weekend?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to even make a comment one way or the other. I would say he's doubtful for tomorrow, and there's a chance he'll be ready by Saturday.
Thanks.
But I don't even know that. Maybe he, maybe my prayers are working and he's miraculously ready to go tomorrow. Who knows?
Your next question comes from Bruce Pasco, the Arizona Daily Star.
Oh, I was just wondering about Travis, too, so thanks.
You bet.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right. Thank you. Ben, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
You bet.
Bye-bye. All right, see you.